News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today began the second round of interviews for the Bryan School Superintendent's opening. Last week, the school board selected three people to be interviewed a second time. That number is now two because the third person's become a sole finalist in another district. With that in mind, comments after last week's decision from school board president Trey Moore on what's happening this week.
It doesn't technically have a set time, but we have allowed it more time than the first round interviews. Kind of as a basis, they will take at least 3 hours. Part of that will be a social time where we can just kind of mingle and talk casually, and then a good portion of it will be sitting around a table with the candidate at the head and, you know, getting into the harder questions.
What other expectations do you have about this next round of interviews? What are you, as one member of the school board, hoping to see happen?
What I'm hoping to have happen ideally is every member on the school board is going to have something that they view as important that may be on a different list of where somebody else's priorities lie. So what I'm really hoping is that each individual person can go through this process and rank candidates internally based on how they feel, their experiences, their ties in the community, what they see the needs of the district are, et cetera. And I'm hoping that everybody will be able to kind of fill in their own personal gaps where they have questions for candidates, and that will help us to come to a consensus to bring 3-1. Because 7-3 was pretty difficult today. 3-1 is going to be probably more difficult.
The proposed dates for the three interviews are going to be when?
They'll be next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So one interview per day, so that no one feels rushed, and if we need to take more time, we can take more time.
Anything else I've missed that listeners need to know about this stage?
You know, just in kind of a summary, I feel that this has been a great process. We've had excellent candidates. As we said, we've gone 54-7, and we've brought our 7 down to 3. And I really hope that everyone will realize the amount of effort and the amount of talent that has applied and experience and professionalism. And I really believe that we're going to come out with a final candidate that will be able to bring that sense of unity back to our community.
In fact, that was something that Butch Faulkner told me, that it's not everywhere where you can get to a first round of interviews and have a tough decision among the whole entire field, in this case, 7 candidates. Bryan's blessed as the stars are in this particular alignment.
Absolutely. And that was something, you know, this is my first superintendent search to go through. And that same thing has been echoed by older members on our school board, is that in the past, there has never been a time where you had a full slate of highly qualified people.
Observations from Bryan School Board President Trey Moore last week after the decision was made on who would receive a second round of interviews. Again, at the point last week, three people were considered. It is now just two because the third has decided to go elsewhere and has been selected as a sole finalist in another district. As for the Bryan School Board's consultants from the Texas Association of School Boards, the observations now of Butch Faulkner heading into the second round of in-person interviews.
The first round is very scripted, very formatted. The second round is unscripted. The board can ask any legal question they want to and pretty much get to know who this person is. And so that's the importance of the second round. It's a dialogue, conversational style interview. So there's good dialogue and conversation back and forth between the board and the applicant.
And at this stage, what are or what will the three finalists be doing between now and the time that they are interviewed?
Okay. Number one, they're not finalists yet. They're only applicants. There are no finalists at this point. The applicants will be doing their homework on the district as well and be preparing for the second round. And if they want to bring things to the board to demonstrate, you know, their abilities and what they've done in their career, then this would be the time to do that.
Again, comments from Butch Faulkner of the Texas Association of School Boards, the consultants hired by the Bryan School Board. Again, two candidates, not three, being interviewed this week for a second time. The third person has decided to become a sole finalist in another district. Bryan School Board can name its sole finalist for the superintendent's position next Wednesday. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.